From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey with today's edition of your RM World Travel Minute. If you've flown on a plane, well, you likely have a favorite plane, if maybe a favorite airline, a favorite airport, and a favorite thing to do when flying. But have you ever thought much about the air traffic controller is responsible for your travels? First, and not to alarm you, but the technology used by current air traffic controllers, it dates back over 40 years. A new system called NextGen is coming, but it's been plagued with many rollout issues. Air traffic controllers don't use GPS like we have for our cars or smart devices. They use point-to-point ground-based radar. To become an air traffic controller, you need just an associate's degree, and unless you're in the military, you must be at least 30 years of age and a U.S. citizen. Retirement age, by the way, is 56. Job one for air traffic controllers is to keep aircraft moving, not to prevent crashes, as many think. And I've seen stats suggesting the world will need over 40,000 ATCs by 2030. We don't often give them much thought, but whenever we fly, air traffic controllers play a big part in our travels. Find more travel info anytime at rmworldtravel.com. Have a great day, everyone.